This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
It's 7:46 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Joyce Goh, Tan Chung Han and me, Melissa Idris, as we take a look at the top business headlines of the day. But Han, you're going to be on the breakfast grill with Dato' Ng On Hui, the Managing Director of Vizion. We're continuing our look at property players on the breakfast grill, and Vizion specializes in affordable homes.
That's right. So we had MK Land on the grill yesterday. Today it's Vizion. Now, if you are an avid, dedicated, loyal listener of BFM, you would have heard us mention this name, Vizion, many a times, especially once markets open, right? And all throughout the day. But I mean, not many people actually know what Vizion does.
Property player.
Property player, affordable homes. I even spoke to industry players, asked them, hey, do you know about Vizion? They're like, nope, no idea. So we're going to find out more about them today. Because check this out, okay? Their net income for their financial year 2018, which ended this past May, it rose by 43 times. Okay,
wow.
So that's huge. And they plan to grow more by tapping into you guys' home state, you know, Mel and Joyce, Penang. So
good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice. Good luck, Penang.
So you say, yeah. So we'll find out more from Vizion after the 8 a.m. news bulletin then.
All right. Okay, well, let's turn our attention to the front page of The Sun today with the headline looking at the retirement age. So the government is considering a review of the current retirement age of 60 years old. This is in light of the large number of Malaysians who do not have enough in their EPF. So I think more than two-thirds of Malaysians don't have or have less than 50,000 ringgit in their EPFs.
Yeah, so the last time, you know, the retirement age was raised from 55 to 60, this was in 2013. But we also have news headlines coming out with our Prime Minister saying, you know, new retirement age is 95.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, that's for him. I don't
want to retire at 95, guys.
Well, coming back to the Human Resources Minister, M. Kulasekaran, he commented that, you know, one of the main problems is that people rely solely on their EPF after retiring. And another issue is that people live longer and can rely less on their children.
Yeah, speaking about living longer, right? Look, for those of, well, I shouldn't say, I was about to say those of us. I'm like, well, I'm not even close to that age yet. But those who are above the age of 65, looking at the Department of Statistics numbers, they make up about 6% of the entire population here in Malaysia.
6% now?
Yeah.
But soon?
Yeah, well, it could be up to 13%. That's according to estimates made by JOMO, the formerly of the Council of Eminent Persons. But we have already seen a year-on-year increase. So in 2017, all right, those above the age of 65 accounted for 6.3% of the population. This year, it's gone up to 6.5%. That's an increase of 20 basis points there. So in short, we are getting older. Then on top of that, EPF, savings is not enough. Individuals here in Malaysia do not have enough saved up in their EPF for them to sustain that longer lifetime. So what's the solution for the government? Maybe it's time to yet again raise the retirement age, work for longer.
Well, if we were to look at, say, other countries and their retirement ages then, so if you look at Singapore, it's 62, Canada is 65. I think the lowest in Europe is Slovakia. That's 62 for men and about 60 for women. So, you know, this is, I guess, perhaps moving in line with the fact that we're living longer, better healthcare. You know, 60 is the new 50, as they say.
But I think Singapore, actually, they had considered extending it to 67, but they decided against it. And in July this year, I think they introduced like a rehiring policy instead.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously, you know, with these kind of decisions, there's the political cost as well, right? No, on one hand, you've got the demographic that's growing older, but then you've got to weigh the political cost as well. Because let's face it, how many of us actually want to delay our retirement, right? I mean, it's not very popular, it seems to be a necessary conversation now.
I think, to be completely honest with you, I hear what you're saying. We want to go off and sit on a beach, a sunny beach somewhere. But really, I mean, it's about being productive, right? At 60, you're still very productive. You still can be very productive.
Actually, yeah, I'm quite open to that. Or maybe just have a bit more flexibility when it comes to when you want to work, or maybe 3 days in the office or 2 days. Because I think it helps with our minds as well to keep that active, you know, to prevent like onset I don't know, dementia, things like that. It helps, you know, if you keep yourself busy thinking and not just sitting by the beach all the time. Although that's really very appealing.
Yeah, go be a part of the gig economy, right? Yeah. But then I think what the authority is also looking at is, you know, how soon can you access the EPF funds? Because we have seen, right, so often they can get this durian runto situation, go and use up all that money and squander it within 2 years. You know, looking at these numbers provided by Jomo in an article back from a year ago, you know, those numbers are just not enough. And you have seen the EPF then try to accommodate as well. You recall they have started that flexible withdrawal. Mm-hmm. So you don't no longer have to just take everything out.
Yeah.
You can take it as and when you need it. Mm-hmm. So that helps. But, you know, it requires a multi-pronged approach to solving this issue here.
So some of the numbers you were citing in that article, Han, are quite disconcerting. Malaysians are increasingly unable to support themselves after retiring. So a person who lives up to 75 with an average savings of 194,000 ringgit will have 25 ringgit a day or 110 ringgit monthly.
Right. And that number has actually been raised by the EPF as well, that 197,000 mil. It's gone up to 228,000. So in other words, the EPF says that you need to have a minimum of 228,000 ringgit saved by the age of 55.
But, Han, only 18% of EPF members have 228,000 ringgit. Only 18%.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Wow. So then what do you do?
Well, Jomo mentioned that, you know, these contributing factors for these statistics include because of poor EPF returns, also political intervention in EPF investment decisions. So he argues that, you know, political intervention in EPF investment decisions has had a negative effect on returns.
Alamak, he doesn't mince his words, does he?
He does not.
Professor Jomo. All right. But the other thing is, I mean, we're focusing on people with EPF accounts, right? Mm. There's an entire segment of the Malaysian workforce that does not have active EPF accounts. You know, 48% of the labor force have active EPF accounts. We also have a huge informal sector workforce without EPF accounts. What happens to them? You know, do they have enough retirement, sufficient retirement savings?
Yeah, so look, the EPF, you know, is trying to broaden that safety net as well. For example, I believe the minimum requirement, the minimum amount to put aside for EPF that's been removed, so you can deposit, you know, anything you want. You recall that EPF contribution scheme for housewives as well. So there is this push to broaden the safety net. But the question is, given the tremendous disruption, not just in the workforce, also the demographics that we're seeing, not just in Malaysia, but around the world, can we keep up? With that said, this is a time for a shameless plug for Ringgit and Cents, the show that all about personal finance that comes on after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin every Thursday.
All right, well, we want to hear from you. What do you think about this government, the government considering raising the retirement age from 60 currently? They haven't actually said to how old, but we want to hear from you if this is a positive measure. And how old do you think the retirement age should be?
Yeah, and also how can this be implemented? I think Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, the Malaysian Employers Federation Executive Director, has said that, you know, the government should consider giving incentives to employers to hire those over 60,
right.
Maybe give like tax breaks and all that. However, he does express concern about seat warmers being kept on the company's payroll.
Right, okay. Exactly. No, because this has got, you know, broad ramifications across Malaysian society. It's not just for the individual EPF member, but also for companies.
Employers, yeah,
for sure. Policymakers, the whole nine yards.
I should probably also mention that our WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899. Save that in your phone and don't text us while you're driving. Or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's move over to Canada, where there is a massive liquefied natural gas project being built there. That project has been given the final go-ahead from the partners. Petronas holds a 25% stake in that LNG project. And it's, I guess, one of the biggest infrastructure investments in Canadian history, this LNG project.
Yeah, so it's going to cost about 40 billion Canadian dollars. That's just under 130 billion ringgit. And the first gas from this project is expected to be before 2025. And this project will allow LNG to be exported to Asian markets way faster than from the US Gulf Coast.
Yeah, look, and this is a major turning point, not just for Petronas and for, but it's also a turning point for Canada as well. Because you recall, I think it was it earlier this year, whereby they had to announce the cancellation of their previous LNG foray into Canada there, right, for Petronas. So this is a turning point set to be Canada's largest infrastructure project ever. The idea is that, you know, ultimately, once this comes online, Joyce, in 2025, right, is that it's a much shorter route to get that LNG from Canada to, like, say, northern, northeast Asia, like 8 days or so. Before that, you have to take gas from the Gulf. It takes about 20 days. So you can get there shorter, in a shorter time.
Right. So this is also quite a fascinating structure. Okay. So you've got Shell taking 40%, Petronas 25%, Mitsubishi and PetroChina 15% each, and the remaining 5% from Korean Gas. The idea, I think, is, you know, so build first and then find the buyer later. So worry about the buyer later. They're going to build this plant. They pull the money together, build this plant, get the gas, and then divvy up the gas, and then you go and find your own buyer.
Right. So typically, I think previously, I think owners would rely on long-term S&P agreements with end users to support financing.
Yeah, so you book the contract first.
Yeah. So this is a new way to do it.
But then going by Shell's projections here, you know, they believe that demand for LNG could double by 2035. So they're trying to get this online and ramped up and online by 2025 with the idea of meeting that growing demand. And a big part of demand, that demand will come from China, because China has stated its ambitions to replace its use of coal for natural gas. The idea is to, you know, clear pollution and reduce carbon emissions and all that good stuff, right? So in this way, Canada can then supply that natural gas to China, again, in 8 days versus 20 days from the Gulf.
All right, we've got a lot of messages coming in on the the proposal to raise the retirement age. We have a WhatsApp message from someone with no name. Perhaps extending the retirement age to 63 whilst giving early retirement options to those wishing to do so at 60. That's a good suggestion. Please tell us your name so we can read it out on air. Also, Tung of KL says that perhaps EPF should set up an aggressive investment fund for those who have just retired to reinvest their contributions for better returns, as opposed to just depending on dividends alone.
Well, it could also be high risk, though. High returns, high risk.
Yeah, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of the EPF, you know, but they do engage external fund managers as well, whereby you can use those funds give it to them, and then, you know, you can chase those high returns if you want to. But again, go and check with your local KWSB branch.
Mm. Yeah, they're very efficient,
they
actually.
Are. Well, how do you guys feel about the proposal to raise the retirement age from 60? We would love to hear from you. 018-789-8899 is our WhatsApp number, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up next with Lynn Mark, and after that, The Breakfast Grill. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.